from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida, it's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. It is Thanksgiving Eve right now.
My tummy's ready.
You ready to go?
I'm ready to eat.
Are you hosting?
No, thank goodness.
Where are you going?
Going to my grandmother's house.
Oh.
She lives in Orlando, so we're all going there.
What's grandma's like specialty, like what she comes with every year, or is it everything?
She makes the best turkey.
Really?
It's like the best seasoned turkey I've ever had. So good.
Been doing it for years.
Been doing it for years.
I love that.
Yes.
Do you have a dish, Kevin, that you make?
I do not. I'm actually in charge of the turkey. So I make sure it gets in the oven.
The main dish.
Yeah, it's the main dish. I carve the turkey.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's my job.
Now, are you a electric knife guy?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay.
Electric
nice.
Knife. My mom brings the electric knife and I
is that funny?
Carve the turkey. Yes.
That's so funny. My grandpa used to do the exact same thing. It was like, no one had an electric knife besides him. Or, you know, someone always brought the electric knife. Like, hey, you have an electric knife? Bring it over because you don't use it usually, except for the holidays.
That's it.
Right.
I love that.
Well,
it's like, Grandpa, there you go. It was wrapped up in a towel. He brought it over. I loved it. all right. Very nice. I think, what's your go-to dish as far as what are you going after first besides a turkey on the table, Michaela?
Sweet potato casserole.
Every time.
I love it. Yes. Those marshmallows on top.
Oh.
Delicious.
Oh, man.
It's the marshmallows that get you.
Just scoop all the marshmallows off.
Yeah.
Be the first person. Where'd the marshmallows go?
What are you going with?
Listen, mashed potatoes is my jam. Oh. I love mashed potatoes. My mom makes this Jell-O salad. It's kind of a dessert. But it's part of the main dish. So,
okay.
But I save that for last before the pie. But those are my two favorite. Oh, yeah, I have a whole thing. I'm weird. I don't combine foods. I eat one at a time. Mm. So I will start with mashed potatoes, then probably corn, cranberry sauce, and kind of go around.
Kevin needs a child's plate.
The one that's separated things? Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea.
It's like a lazy Susan that just spins around. Oh, I like that. So can your food touch, or does that freak you out? Are you one of those people?
No, it can touch.
Okay.
I just eat them one at a time.
Just one at a time and spin the plate.
That's
one
right.
One time spin the plate.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
that.
Do you have like a timer between each one?
No.
But you know how far does this go?
You know what food I've really come to appreciate I did not like when I was a kid is stuffing. I was never a fan.
Really?
In the last about 8 to 10 years, I've really come to really, really like stuffing.
Yeah, I got a few things like that as well. I kind of get going. After I get going, and I'm like, I'm going to try that. And I'm like, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well, then I start getting on a roll, and
yep.
I just start, no pun intended, have a roll. And then I keep just going, going, and going, and going. And I'm like, man, I've tried everything, and everything's good. I just feel like you get in the mood, and you get in the zone, and you just start eating everything. So
is mashed potatoes your first go-to?
Garlic mashed potatoes.
Garlic
Ooh.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, man, they're good.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, garlic salt on there. What? So good. Love it. All right, we got your cruise news coming up, and we had a big announcement yesterday at 8 o'clock. We're going to recap it for you and your family at 6:35. This is very important. We want you to hear about it, and we'd love to do this for you. We'll explain all that at 6:35. But cruise news and two songs right now. We're kicking it off. Mitchell Tenpenny, Truth About You on 99.5 QIK. Thanks for having us on. Hopefully we didn't make you too hungry this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story.
I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
Who knows that?
Well, tomorrow, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Make sure you check out Tarpon Springs High School's marching band. They will be performing. They are in New York City. And make sure you check them out before you check out Santa, who ends the whole thing right before football starts. It's the greatest.
Let's go.
So let's go. If you are traveling, if you're getting on a plane, TSA, here's some, we've talked about this, some tips. For Thanksgiving travel, they want to remind you some foods are not allowed in their carry-on luggage. It's okay to fly with solid foods like cake, pie, or cooked meat. A turkey is
yeah.
okay. But if you want to bring liquids like gravy, cranberry sauce, wine, or jam, you Ugh. Need to put that in a packed...
But I need the wine for the plane.
In a packed, checked suitcase. They say, if you can spill it, spray it, spread it, pump it, or pour it, then it is a liquid and it must be packed in a checked bag.
That was the TSA.
That was the TSA. Oh, isn't that the best? I love
that's their slogan.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. All right, so what's closed and what's open on Thanksgiving? Here are a few things. Stores that will be closed tomorrow. Walmart, Target, Costco, Sam's Club, Dick's Sporting Goods, Publix, just to name a few. Here are some stores that are open on Thanksgiving Day. Walgreens, Whole Foods, CVS, and the Fresh Market will be open. In case you need some of those last-minute things, just know that those places are open. Stores that are open tomorrow for retail, Bass Pro Shops, Big Lots, Dollar General, Old Navy. And if you're looking to go out, if you just don't want to cook and looking for a restaurant, Starbucks is open, Bob Evans, Buffalo Wild Wings, ooh, you know, it's football, you gotta have Buff B-dubs,
right.
Burger King, Cracker Barrel, Domino's Pizza, in case the bird gets overcooked a little bit, you can order some pizza, IHOP and McDonald's will be open tomorrow, so in case you need those around.
That's like a Thanksgiving Big Mac.
Yeah, that's right.
You and the family.
Well, on the way into work, I'm sure it rained on you, so it's gonna be wet this morning, scattered showers early, but expect sunshine. For the afternoon, highs will reach the mid to upper 70s today. And by the way, Thanksgiving, 80 degrees, no rain. Black Friday, 80 degrees, no rain. So when you're putting up those Christmas decorations, you don't have to worry about it being wet on you.
There you go.
And that's Cruise News.
I appreciate you coming up next. We are going to play Secret Celebrity for your Snowcat Ridge tickets. Hang on. Corey Kent, Wild as Her, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. We're playing Secret Celebrity right now for your Snowcat Ridge tickets. Going to get you a family four-pack. You just got to tell us, who is our secret celebrity?
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap.
The Thanksgiving song, and the very famous Thanksgiving song. You know, he did that when he was very young on Saturday Night Live. Now he's a grown-up.
Oh, yeah. You might know him as Billy Madison.
That is true.
Or Happy Gilmore.
100%. Now, those are pretty blatant clues
they
for
are.
You. All right, who is it? 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Who is our secret celebrity? All right, here's our secret celebrity.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap.
All right, Sue's in Bradenton right now playing Secret Celebrity with us. Sue, that is a Thanksgiving song. Who is our secret celebrity?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler! Yep, I wish I could play the whole thing for you, but not only is it long, it can get a little inappropriate at times. But hey, listen, for knowing that, you got Snowcat Ridge tickets. Going to give you a family four-pack.
Awesome. That's great news. Thank you.
You got it, Sue. Hang on for me with y'all hooked up.
All right, thanks.
Well, yesterday we announced a huge promotion we are doing. Has to do with us paying for your Christmas. I will give you all the details and tell you how we're going to do this next after Thomas Rhett on 995 QYK.
QYK buys your Christmas.
Yes, that's what we want to do. QIK buys your Christmas. Now, we announced this yesterday at 8 o'clock. The reason we did it at 8 o'clock is that's when we're going to start announcing names. Monday, 8 a.m. will be the first name we announce, and that person will have 9 minutes to call us back, and if they call us back within those 9 minutes, we will buy their Christmas up to $2,000. Now, how do you get registered? Very easy. You go on the QIK app, you sign up, you give us your wish list, and you tell us why you deserve to be picked to win and for us to pay for your Christmas.
I'm actually seeing it right now. Super easy. Three little things to tell us what you want. It could be anything.
Yeah.
It could be new appliances. It could be maybe your kid wants a new gaming system.
That's true.
Anything. A trip.
Travel.
Tell us.
Absolutely. Or maybe you're looking for a down payment on a new car or something like that. This could help you out quite a bit. So we want to do this for you. And I got to remind you, this is just for Tampa Bay, okay? I want to point out the fact that other shows will tell you about something and it has to do with the entire nation. No, this money is for you, Tampa Bay. You are the QYK family. That's why we love being local with you, all right? So be ready for that. 8 a.m. Monday morning will be the first name announced. But in order for your name to possibly be announced, you got to sign up. And again, QYK app or 995QYK.com. Go on there. Wish list. Your name, your email, and then why you deserve to win this and why you deserve for us to pay for your Christmas. and you could have your Christmas paid for up to $2,000. That's a big deal.
It is a big
deal. $2,000?
That's a lot.
It's a lot. So you think about, you know, when you, and it's always, you budget for Christmas and then you start going shopping. You're like, well, I didn't know it was that much. Well, I didn't know that toy was that much.
It adds up very quickly.
So we want to help you out. So again, 8 a.m. Monday morning, that'll be the first name announced. If you want a good laugh, you can go on our Instagram or Facebook page and check out Santa Claus Makes an Appearance with me, which is hilarious. And we'll just tell you this. No one was hurt during the filming of this video.
You have to point that out.
Although, yes, it needs to be said, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right. That's all we'll say. It's up on our Instagram, Facebook page. Check it out. But yeah, QYK buys your Christmas. It starts Monday morning, 8 a.m., but you got to sign up right now on the QYK app. All right. Coming back. A lot of relatives coming into town. They may already be in town. And sometimes it can get a little stuffy in the house, right? Mm-hmm. Get a little crowded, right? Well, just a few things to keep in mind if you're a guest or if you have guests. I'm going to tell you about that coming up next on 99.5 QI.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more. No. All right, so it may seem a little harsh, but sometimes people overstay their welcome. 995 QYK. It happens, okay? Yep. Especially when it comes to family. Now, if you're home from college or you're a kid, a teenager or whatever coming home, that's a different thing.
Your parents want you there.
That's all. We're just talking about the people that fly in for Thanksgiving. You're hosting. You're doing all the work. And they're just kind of hanging out. All right. So, first of all, they say 4 days is the max that you should stay at someone's house during the holidays if they're hosting you. 4 days, which also can be long. Because you think about that. If you've ever hosted, your schedule changes quite a bit because now you're on their schedule. And you're like, okay, wait, we get to think about every single meal that happens. Yep. And depending on how helpful they are, it just gets to be very stressful.
Messy.
All right. It gets messy.
Yeah.
Gets a little crowded in that.
It does. Now, right. The only thing, the turkey's stuffed and so is the house.
Absolutely. Oh. There we go, Michaela. We write that down.
Corny, corny, corny.
All right. Here we go. So there are five passive-aggressive ways to get people out of your house, which I absolutely love. And don't use these if you're going to offend somebody, but I just like a good passive-aggressive line every now and then.
All right. It's
really funny. All right. So one being, if I knew you were going to be here this long, I would have bought more groceries.
Yeah.
Meaning,
time to go.
Maybe you're under the store. Man, it feels like you just got here, but it's actually been a week.
Not that you're counting or anything.
You're right. I like putting that
in. I like that one.
This one's pretty blunt. Do you need any help packing?
Oh, yeah. That's like, get out now.
Yeah. Do you need help? I thought you were leaving today. Do you need help out?
If you're doing laundry, let's say.
Yes.
If they're doing laundry, they stay too far.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
Oh, man, I wish you could stay here forever, but that would just be nuts. I don't even think you bring that one up. I don't even think you suggest that.
No, you don't.
I wouldn't even say that. All right. Here's another one.
I can move my flight.
But here's a good one. Here's a good one. This is kind of a reverse psychology. Hey, well, as long as you're here, can you help me clean the bathrooms? Ask them to start helping do chores around the house. And I'd be like, you know what? We're probably going to head out of town now. That's especially for the person that's just sitting back waiting for someone to do something for you.
Yep.
Top five passive-aggressive things you can say to someone. If I knew you were going to be here this long, I would have bought some more groceries. It feels like you just got here, but it's actually been a week. Wow. I love that if you said that to someone. Can I help you pack? I wish you could stay here forever. I wish you could stay here forever, but that would be nuts. And as long as you're here, can you help me scrub some toilets? Those are all passive-aggressive things you should say. But, you know, be a good house guest.
Yes.
Help clean up. Bring something. Understand that you are going to, even though if someone says, man, no, we love hosting you, it's still a job.
Yes, it is.
It's still a lot going on. So there you go. Hopefully that will help you out if you are hosting or if you're going to someone's house. You can remember, if you hear any of those lines, it's time to get the car going.
Fire it up.
We're out of here. The evil's got to go.
That's right.
I'm out, folks. All right, coming up, your car line fun facts. Right now, it's Keith Urban, Wild Hearts. Thanks for having us on. We're Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Well, it's a car line. Fun fact.
Fun.
And this one's Thanksgiving related. So,
oh, here we go, Michaela.
I know, all three. So, did you know turkey was not at the first Thanksgiving?
Okay.
Back in 1621 was the first Thanksgiving. It was 3 days long. 3 days. They didn't serve turkey. They served duck.
Duck.
Oh. Duck.
All right. All
but
right.
Now, now over 40 million turkeys are served every year here in America.
Now, was that a two-parter or was that the second one?
It's kind of the second one together. Turkey, turkey, turkey.
Like,
turkey.
Man, that's detailed. I like
sorry.
That, Michaela.
Sorry.
No, White Saint, sorry. It's great.
Listen, I love my turkey.
All right.
So, thanks to Thanksgiving, we have frozen TV dinners. A Swanson employee accidentally ordered too many turkeys. So, they decided, you know what, we're just going to put turkey in a bunch of aluminum foil tins. Put it with some of the cornbread dressing, gravy, peas, sweet potatoes. And they sold it for 98 cents a pop.
Wow.
That is phenomenal.
The birth of frozen TV dinners.
That is really good. And 98 cents. What a deal.
I wish it was 98 cents today.
I love that.
And then a poll was taken and Americans were asked what was their favorite part of Thanksgiving. What do you think it is, JR?
Leftovers.
Ding, 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 ding. It is leftovers.
Something about it. Something about making a sandwich with it, or having some more stuff in, some leftover pie, that type of thing.
It almost tastes better the next day.
It kind
sometimes.
Of does, yeah.
Sometimes. And that's your Car Line Fun Fact.
All right, thank you. Well done, Michaela. All right, coming up, we got brand new, we got a 7:15 second date update for you, but right now is Alan Jackson. Let's go on a Wednesday.
Woo!
Thanksgiving Eve. Turn us up.
Time now for Tampa Bay's Morning Cruise 7:15 second date update.
All right, James is on the phone with us right now. He has reached out to us at qiksecondateupdate@gmail.com, and he's looking for our help. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
We're doing great, man. So you mentioned Kim in your email. Tell us about her.
Yeah, so actually, I know you guys usually do like first date, like after first date, but we've actually been on like 3 or 4 dates.
Okay.
So we met at the Soho Saloon. I was there with a few friends of mine, and she was there with a few friends of hers. And, you know, we kind of saw each other across the bar and hit it off. And, yeah, like I said, we've been on a few dates. But after this last date, I've reached out to her, and she's not responding.
Well, how long has it been since you've talked to her?
Like almost a week now. And usually we talk probably at least every other day, if not every day.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, can you think of anything off the top of your head? I mean, I ask this question all the time.
Well, things obviously went well. They've gone on a few dates, but this last day, what happened?
Right. What happened?
Nothing. It was, you know, pretty similar to the other dates. We went out, we hung out, we had some drinks. We went out to dinner. Nothing different happened. She seemed excited to see me when, and even excited to leave. Like, you know, we had a good conversation, talking about future stuff and, I don't know.
Okay. Well,
like four date kind of stuff.
Yeah. Confused when we hear about people going on multiple dates and then it just kind of drops off. It's kind of interesting. Well, let's do this, James. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to call Kim. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
You got it. We'll do that next. Plus your Tortuga tickets at 8:25. It's QIK. All right, we are trying to help out James this morning on the 7:15 second date update. He has reached out to us about a date he went on with a girl named Kim, and he's confused. And by the way, they've been on multiple dates.
Yeah, this wasn't their first date they went on. They've been on a couple of dates, and he's like, we usually text like every day or maybe every other day. And he's like, everything was going really good, and all of a sudden, she's just gone.
All right, so we're going to try to get Kim on the phone right now.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Kim?
Yes, it is.
Well, hey, Kim. This is Tampa Bay's Morning Crew over here at 99.5 QIK.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. Hi. How are you?
I'm okay.
Kim, we wanted to call and ask you if we could talk to you about a date you went on. We wanted to ask you about this guy, James, that you've met. You've been on a couple of dates with him. Can we talk to you about him?
Sure, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just tell you what we know. I guess you've been on a few dates, like Lana said, and he was really into you. But I guess after this last date, he hasn't heard from you since, and it's It's been about a week, so he kind of wanted to know what was going on. So why aren't you getting back to him?
Oh, God, this is awkward. Well, we've been on a few dates, and he's great. I really, you know, we have a lot of fun together. But I honestly didn't quite know how to tell him, but I actually got a job, and I am moving out of town. Ooh. To Chicago.
Oh, wow.
You didn't tell him?
No, I mean, it's only been a few dates, and it's like that weird thing of if you tell, I mean, I'm not going to do long distance, so we're just kind of having fun, and then I'm leaving, you know, next month, so it's this weird thing of I didn't quite know how to bring it up without making it weird, and now it's gotten really weird, so.
Now you're on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm on the radio.
Well, Kim, how long have you known about this job opportunity that now, you know, did you know this when you first started hanging out with him?
I've known for a few weeks, so I kind of found out mid singing out.
Okay, so like going into your last date, you knew about this?
I did.
And you just didn't tell him?
I didn't. He was just, it's not the easiest thing to bring up when you're, you know,
yeah,
hanging out with someone, and it's not like it's serious. It's not like we're going to, you know.
Sounds like you didn't want to hurt his feelings by telling him you were moving, but then you just kind of stopped calling him and texting him.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
I know. It's not an easy thing to say, and I just kind of don't know how to bring it up, and I kind of probably just made it.
Well, Kim, good news. We were able to bring it up for you and able to tell James because we actually have him on the phone with us right now.
Good news.
James.
Kim. I'm just blown away here. You're moving?
I'm moving.
Like, I just feel like, I don't know, I feel a little let on there. We were talking about, like, future stuff and maybe, you know, being exclusive and
you were
being together.
And future stuff. But you were talking about that. I was just taking it in.
Oof.
I know, that sounds harsh, but it just, I didn't want to, you know, put a damper on things.
So instead you just stop calling or responding to my text?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. You just want a free meal or something? Or you want to be taken out?
No, it's not that. It's that weird thing of you kind of just don't deal with something because it's awkward to deal with. You know, you're going to have to deal with it. And I didn't want to hurt your feelings because I do really like you and we were having a great time, but I just, knowing that I was leaving, it was just kind of easier to just focus on leaving and not on what I'm leaving behind.
Oh. Kim, did you plan on telling him at all or just going to leave
town?
Yeah,
I mean,
no, I was going to tell him. It's just everything.
When? I mean, at some point I was going to stop texting, I guess. I don't know. I just feel a little let on, but it's cool.
I mean, Kim, you're saying that James was talking about being exclusive. You didn't reciprocate that? You weren't thinking that?
No.
I mean, you weren't, like, shooting it down. We were having a conversation about it.
Like, that seems early to have that kind of conversation. And, yes, in the back of my mind, I knew I was leaving. But we're not going to have long distance after 3 or 4 dates. That seems just the timing was just sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm just kind of bummed that you didn't tell him, you know, before the last date. If you knew it going into the last date, and you just kind of ghosted him here, right?
I mean, even if you would have told me, we would have still gone on the date. Like, I don't know. Like, you could have told me.
Yeah, you're right. I should have told you. I really liked you, and I think if I told you, then it would make it even harder.
Yeah.
Well, maybe James will be moving to Chicago with you.
I mean, probably not, but
yeah, that's a good call, James.
Yeah.
Well, James, you were looking for some answers. You got some answers, probably not the ones you wanted to hear. I'm sorry if your feelings are hurt right now.
Yeah, it's all right.
Is there anything else you want to say to Kim before we end this call?
No, have a good life, Kim.
Whoa.
And have fun watching the Bears. Oh, sorry.
Damn. Kim, is there anything you wanted to add to James?
I'm sorry. I handled it horribly, and I really am sorry that I hurt you.
Okay.
learn and grow.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on with us. I'm sorry it's not going to work out. And wish you luck, Kim, and your new job. And James, thanks for coming on with us. You guys take care.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Ugh, I got a little cringy right there. If you want to weigh in on this, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, James and Kim not going back out on a 7:15 second date update because they've actually been on a few dates. But Kim failed to tell James that she was moving. And when we got her on the phone, she's like, yeah, it just was kind of easier to not say anything. And, you know, I did have feelings for him, but I didn't really know how to tell him. And so James is kind of sitting there going, what is happening? And why didn't you tell me? Because you went on a date with me knowing that you were moving and never told me that. Getting your responses right now. Elise, what do you think?
Yeah, she's totally lying. She is just not being truthful. I mean, she was saying she had feelings for him at one point, and then, nah, she's probably got another relationship going on. I don't believe her for a minute.
Oh, you don't think she's moving at all?
Nah, I think she's just lying.
All right,
Elise. I think she was just looking to go out a couple of times to get some free meals or something.
Before she left town.
Yeah, I don't think she ever really cared about him. She contradicted herself a few times, so he's better off. Just move on.
All right, Elise. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Sure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Phyllis in Citrus Park right now. What do you think about this?
I think she just made up a story because if she was going out of town, I would have said, hey, you know what? I'm moving. This is going to be our last date, da-da-da-da. But no, she didn't. She ghosted him.
You're the second person to say that, actually.
That's how I feel. Poor guy was heartbroken.
Yeah. You were the second person to say that she was kind of making that up.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one that thinks that way.
I just don't understand
but
why.
But you guys have a great day. I just wanted to make my comment. That's all.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
I just don't understand why she wouldn't be honest with him and just tell him.
Well, I mean, that's the whole thing about the 7:15 second date update. It's like, well, why wouldn't you just talk about it, put it out there?
Yeah.
What do you got, Lana, for text?
A lot of people are saying, I wish she would have been more honest with him. I'm thinking that they should have decided to go on one more date now that he knows... it was really awkward, and don't feel bad for him. He dodged a bullet.
There you go. I feel the same way. All right, coming up 6 minutes out, rudest things you can do at Thanksgiving dinner, and I actually think I'm guilty of a couple of these. I've seen this list. We'll break it down for you, but right now it's Jason Aldean, Dirt Road Anthem. Jackson Dean, Don't Come Looking, 995 QIK, JR Kevin, Michaela filling in for Lana. All right, the rudest things you can do at a Thanksgiving dinner table. You got these for me, Michaela, and I think that I'm a culprit on some of these.
Uh-oh.
I do think that as I saw the list. Right, but break it down for us right now.
There's quite a few, but something that you should have done before this week is RSVP. Tell the host you're coming.
I did
Don't
do that.
Don't just show up.
I did do that.
Good. That's checked off. Ignoring the schedule. So get there on time. So think about that tomorrow.
I'm going with my girlfriend, so it'll be on her.
Know. It's her fault.
It's her fault.
I like it.
Throwing her under the bus. Now, if you're bringing a dish, make sure it's cooked before you get there. Yep. Don't say, hey, do you have room in the oven
for my
side dish?
Not good.
Because what if the turkey's in there?
Exactly.
Have you purchased the charcuterie board?
That'll be today.
Ah, that's today.
Yeah. Hopefully they're not sold out.
Well, the thing is, though, you can't.
It's fresh.
I didn't want it to be as fresh as possible, right? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Because not many people are probably going to the deli aisle.
No.
You're probably be number one. No. You're number one.
Good luck.
Now, don't start tense conversations. Don't ask certain things.
Politics. Get away from our governor.
Yeah, just something like that.
Just keep it all out of it. Also, conversations with people asking, hey, I know you just got married, but you have any kids anytime soon? Don't ask.
I'm safe on that one.
Okay. Right. Hey, do you have a boyfriend now? Girlfriend? No, don't do it. Those who are listening.
I actually might get those questions.
Yes, you might.
Have a good answer. Yeah. Stay out of the kitchen. That goes with, ooh, you know, bring the dish that's already cooked.
Yes, because all the stuff will come out to where it needs to be, like the snacks, like, you know, the crackers and cheese beforehand. It'll come to you. You don't need to go to it.
Right. Okay. Now, if the cook asks you to come help, don't say, oh, no, thanks. go and help. You know, they might need a hand with bringing stuff to the table.
Biggest thing would be the dishes is what I'd be in the kitchen for, right? At the end, helping out, cleaning up. That's where I'd be.
Always ask, yes.
Always ask what they need.
I like they were training me right now. But all right, go ahead.
Now, this goes for a lot of, like, the Friendsgiving. Don't just talk to the people you know. Try to, like, mingle around. Talk to many people.
You know me. You're good at that.
You know me. Super shy.
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't show up empty-handed. We covered that already. You're going to bring that charcuterie board. And something that I'm actually a culprit of, don't assume you're taking home leftovers.
Okay, yeah, so she set me up. Michaela almost set me up for this because she goes, you know what you could bring? You could bring Tupperware, and it would make it easy on them. That way they're not loading you their Tupperware. And I go, wait a minute, that's a little presumptuous on my part. And he'd be like, oh yeah, go ahead and pack me a little to-go bag, a little doggy bag.
I'm
like,
Michaela. For tomorrow.
Yeah.
It was more of like, can you write, a lot of the times.
Can you write Friday on there too for me?
A lot of times people, you know, send their Tupperware with other people and then they never get it back. So that's what I was thinking, but don't assume you're going to get the leftovers.
Maybe keep it in the car.
Yeah.
Keep it in the car.
She's showing up with these styrofoam boxes and everything like that. What else you got?
Like, oh no, I can't take it home. Oh, okay.
People are going to open it up and go, what did you bring? These are all empty. These are for me to take home.
These are after. And then, of course, hanging around too long after.
Go
the
home.
Dinner served.
Go home.
Go home. What's your stuff?
After I get my leftovers.
They've been working all day long.
Yeah.
Hang with them. Don't eat and run, obviously. Right. Don't eat and run.
Watch
that's
a little
rude.
Bit of the football game, but then, you know, you can go watch the rest of it at your house.
Make sure everybody's good, everybody's happy, and then exit stage left.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
See ya.
All right. So those are the rude. If you don't do those things, you're very rude. But the fact that Michaela tried to set me up.
Seriously.
In my brain, I thought it was a good idea.
Bring your own Tupperware.
But that's a no.
Can you imagine? Well, you said that to me yesterday, and I went, are you joking me?
Yep, here you go. Pack it up.
Yeah, pack that up.
I need some extras.
The other problem is there's no way I could find all the lids to my Tupperware.
No.
They're never the same shape.
They're not.
What's going on? I thought I had a rectangle one around here somewhere. They're all circles. All right, coming up, 810 Music Minute. Here's Chase Reyes on QYK.
QYK buys your Christmas.
Yes, we want to buy your Christmas. Here's how it's going to happen. All right. You're going to go on the QYK app. You are going to register. Tell us your Christmas wish list. Tell us why we should pay for your Christmas. And then on Monday, 8 a.m., and every day after that at 8 a.m., we will be calling out a name. You will have 9 minutes to call us back. If you do that within 9 minutes, we will pay for your Christmas up to $2,000. QYK buys your Christmas. That's what we want to do for you and your family in Tampa Bay. This is only for you. So make sure you sign up on the QYK app. This is big.
I know. You could. I would want a shopping spree.
Shopping spree?
Oh, yeah.
What would be the store of choice?
Oh, probably like Kohl's or Macy's, where it's just like a bunch of variety. Okay. Probably try all the perfumes or something.
I know where Kevin would go.
I would go to Best Buy.
Yes, he would.
I feel like that's a place I've talked about. I could be locked in for a full day and still be okay. They have some snacks in the front. They have bathrooms. And they have everything there. I mean, that I would want.
Not TV, that you've thought about it.
Not that I've thought about it at all. Maybe a little.
Maybe a little bit.
But they even have washing machines and ovens, so you can do it's everything there.
And you get it if you sign up for
That's right, Michaela.
All right, so QYK buys your Christmas. Once again, here's how it works. You go on the QYK app or 995QYK.com. You give us your Christmas wish list, all right? And then you tell us why you should have your Christmas paid for by us. And you just give us your emails, like three like little things that you fill out. Keep it to like a paragraph of why you think we should pay for your Christmas. And that way on Monday when we call out our name, we can read a little bit about you. And we'll give you that 9 minutes to call us back. And like I said, if you do, within 9 minutes, we will pay for your Christmas up to $2,000. It's a way for us to say thank you for being you and help you and your family out during the holidays. Because we know sometimes they're tough. Things are more expensive than they've ever been. And we want to help you out. So there you go. QYK buys your Christmas. Get on the app and do that today. All right. Coming up 8:25, we'll have Tortuga tickets for you. Your headliners are Kenny Chesney, Shania Twain, and Eric Church. We'll play the headliner game at 8:25. And then coming up is your 810 Music Minute. Here's Luke Bryan, Drunk on You. Thanks for having us on.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
It is Thanksgiving, so some of our favorite country artists shared some favorite things that they love for this time of the year. And Cody Johnson, his sweet tooth actually returns the holiday season.
I've grown to where I really don't like sweets anymore. I mean, come Thanksgiving now, that's different. I'm going to clean you out of the banana pudding and all the pie and all that good stuff and cobbler. But
yeah, those are all sweets, Cody.
He probably did. All of them.
Ooh, yeah.
Micah Wright also has a sweet tooth with something his grandma puts together.
My grandmother makes this thing called a dump cake, and it's like chocolate cake, then chocolate pudding, and then whipped cream, then Heath bars, and she stacks it like four times.
Jeez.
So that causes like, you know, some animosity against the family whenever it's all gone before anybody gets there. So dump cake's probably my favorite.
Wow, that is a lot going on.
Definitely diabetic dump cake right there. My goodness.
And then, of course, Blake Shelton keeps it real simple. What's his favorite?
I think my favorite Thanksgiving menu item has to be just good old turkey.
Thanks, Blake. Appreciate that.
It's turkey. It's turkey. And speaking of Blake, he actually is executive producing a movie that's going to be on Hallmark this Saturday. And Tenille Townes is making her acting debut.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's called Time for Him to Come Home for Christmas. And it's actually based on a book written by Blake Shelton's mom.
Wow.
Here we go.
It's all in the family. All in the family.
I want a film where Blake Shelton plays the dad and they got to bring this, you know, that, you know, the whole the scenario of we got to bring the guy home to meet the dad.
Yes.
And Blake Shelton's the dad.
Oh, that'd be good.
That would be awesome. And then
maybe
said
Blake's mom could write it and then,
boom, yeah.
And then it could just happen.
Mrs. Shelton. No.
And then when you maybe are stuffed or about to eat, you could catch Tyler Hubbard at tomorrow's halftime show.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's actually going to be performing in the halftime show of the game. It's going to be the Minnesota Vikings. So Lana's probably going to be watching.
That's the night game tomorrow night. That's the 8:20 game tomorrow.
Okay. So yeah, you're definitely be done with dinner. Just to let you know, Jordan Davis performing at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You could start your day with him and end it with Tyler.
There you go. Hey.
And that is your Music Minute.
All right. Thank you, Michaela. Coming up next, your Tortuga tickets. We're going to play the Headliner game. Hang on. Natty in Tampa right now playing our game called the Headliner game. All right. Your headliners for Tortuga, Natty, are Kenny Chesney, Shania Twain, and Eric Church. One of those will be the answer to Michaela's questions. She will describe a headliner to you, and then you got to tell us which one it is, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. First one, Michaela.
This artist is a huge whiskey fan, so much so that Jack Daniels created a custom bottle for them. Who is that?
Okay. I don't drink, so this is going to be Kenny Chesney, I would say.
Oh.
That is incorrect.
It's actually Eric Church.
Eric Church is the answer to that one. It's okay.
You have two more. It's all good. You might think this artist is related to the famous author Mark Twain with their same name.
Is it Shania Twain?
Oh, my God.
Wow. What made you think that?
Natty, if you missed that one, I was going to have you drive to the station. We're going to sit you down and talk to you.
Trying to help you out.
All right. One more to win. Here we go.
North Carolina is home to this Tortuga artist.
North Carolina, okay. Eric Church.
That's correct! Way to go, Natty! Yes, it is Eric Church. Congratulations, you're going to Tortuga, Natty.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. You got 2 3-day passes. I hope you have a great time out there, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, hang on. Here's Eric Church, Springsteen, right now, 99.5 QYK.
QYK buys your Christmas.
All right, you're going to hear us talk about it a lot because we're excited about it. We want to buy your Christmas. All right, so here's how it works. You're going to go on the QYK app. You're going to put your Christmas wish list on there. You're going to give us your name, your info, all of that stuff. And then on Monday, starting at 8 a.m., and then we'll do it at Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we will call out a name at 8 a.m., and you'll have 9 minutes to call us back. If you do that, you will have your Christmas wish list paid for up to $2,000.
That easy.
Super easy. QYK buys your Christmas. A way for us to just say thank you for listening, us to try to help you and your family out. But this would be great to be able to do this, and this is for you, Tampa Bay, and very excited about it. So, again, go on the QYK app. and just put your name. It literally takes like 5 minutes because I did it just to test it, just make sure it worked. It was a couple of days ago that I tried it, and you know, just want to make sure everything's good.
It does.
But it all works, and we got a lot of entries, and we want you to keep entering, and you can do that by just going on there on the app or 995qyk.com and put your name in, put your wish list in, tell us why you deserve to win, and a little paragraph about yourself, and we will pick a random winner on Monday and call that name out at 8 a.m. And like I said, you'll have 9 minutes to call. So you do it. Boom. We're paying for your Christmas wish list up to $2,000.
That's it.
Questions, concerns, anybody?
I think it sounds pretty simple.
All right.
I was going to say, you just need to know two things. What you want for Christmas and your name.
Yes.
Yes. And by the way, just a side note, when the Academy Awards roll around, you're going to want to make sure you look for our video that we made for this. Okay. Because it probably will be up for a few awards, I would think.
Short film, maybe?
Ooh. Short film. I mean, it could be. I mean, this is something that's really high end. Yeah, I mean, we're talking
a lot of work and effort came went into this.
Well, I mean, think about the get we had. We had to get Santa
from the North Pole.
I mean, he made
busiest
a trip.
Time of year,
busiest yeah. travel times. Whoa. Tickets are crazy because apparently the reindeer only
reindeer
fly
fuel.
One night. They only went one night apparently, so they're resting.
Yes, they are.
But yes, we have a video up on our Instagram and Facebook page about this promotion that I think you'll enjoy. And again, nobody was hurt, even though it may look like that. So I'll just say that. Okay? So you can check that out. All right, that is QYK Buys Your Christmas. Get signed up right now on the QYK app or 995QYK.com. Thanks for having us on. Here is Chris Stapleton. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Michaela in for Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 25-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
His name is Kevin Evil. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
All right, well, it's this weekend, so we got college football. We've got some big rivalries going on, but we're going to start with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're back at it after the bye week. They play the Browns in Cleveland. The game is Sunday at 1 o'clock. Beat the Browns! Go. Come on, get back. Three in a row. That's what they're going for.
We're begging for a
please,
win.
Tom, lead them to victory. Tom. Thank you. Well, I mean, he is the captain of the ship.
I remember him being there.
All right, let's talk college football. It's rivalry weekend. We got Florida State versus Florida. That game is on Black Friday, 7:30 game. It's up in Tallahassee. Game is on ABC. USF is terrible this year. We have one win, but it's a rivalry. We're playing you. They're awful.
What a fan.
Fired their coach. Listen, I've been to all the games.
You're a season ticket holder, aren't you?
I am. It has not been pretty this year.
You brought the tissues?
It's not been a good year. But USF plays UCF. That game is Saturday night at 7 o'clock over at Raymond James Stadium or on ESPN2 if you don't want to witness it in person. All right.
Wow.
It's been a bad year. They're 1-10. And their one win came against a 1AA opponent. It's bad. Been a bad year. They fired their coach. I mean, what else do you want? All right. Let's talk about some positive news. Come on. Tarpon Springs High School Marching Band. They are performing in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow morning. That's up in New York City. So NBC tomorrow morning starting at 9 o'clock. Make sure you check them out. Obviously, Jordan Davis is going to be on performing. So a couple of things to look forward to. And, you know, Santa's on right before football starts at noon. So I'm so happy for Tarpon Springs High School marching band. This is they found out in 2019. This is 3 years in the making here. A lot of kids graduated. Hopefully they are able to witness it. All right, so here's some tips for Thanksgiving travel. Ooh. This is from the TSA. So if you're going to the airport, some foods are allowed to fly with you on the plane while you walk on. This is solid foods like cake, pie, or turkey. Got to be cooked. One guy had a raw turkey, but he had a gun in it. That was probably
an
issue.
That's not going to work. Yeah.
No. But big no-nos from the TSA. Anything with liquids like gravy, cranberry sauce, wine, or jam, you need to put that in your checked suitcase. This is what the TSA says. I love this. If you can spill it, spray it, spread it, pump it, or pour it, then it is a liquid, and it must be packed in a checked bag.
Oh, you
so
go.
Clever.
I love that.
They should put that on a bumper sticker.
I think it's perfect. All right. Well, here's what's closed and open tomorrow for Thanksgiving. Some stores that are closed: Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Home Depot, Costco, Sam's Club, Publix as well.
Wow.
So just know that is going on. But here's some stores that are open. We have Walgreens, Whole Foods, CVS, and the Fresh Market. So there are some places to get some last-minute things tomorrow if you do need them. Retail stores open on Thanksgiving Day: Bass Pro Shops, Big Lots, Dollar General, Family Dollar, and Old Navy. And some restaurants, if you don't feel like cooking and you don't want to deal with it, then you can go to Starbucks, Buffalo Wild Wings. You know, you got football, so you got to have B-dubs open.
Absolutely.
Burger King, Cracker Barrel, Domino's Pizza, Applebee's, IHOP, and McDonald's. Those are all open tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
Or if you burn that turkey, get a backup plan.
Then Domino's will deliver pizza. There you go. Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thank you to the QYK family for listening to us, and I hope you have a great one. And to Michaela and JR as well, happy Thanksgiving. And fire the cannons. Go Bucks. Go Bulls. Let's hope we can get win number two.
Jeez.
It'd be so a big sad. It would save the season if they could beat their rival UCF.
Will I mean, they?
The answer is no.
No.
That was a low blow.
I'm the low blow.
Yeah.
You've been crushing them for the last 2 minutes.
It hasn't been a good year.
Yeah.
Every Bulls fan will tell you that.
All right.
Been rough. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR and Kevin. We had Michaela filling in for Lana this week. Way to go, Michaela.
Yes, it was so much fun.
Very cool. We will see you next week if you're available.
Let's
check your schedule.
Check your schedule.
We will see you Monday. No, I do appreciate you hanging out. And just an update on Lana. She is fine. I texted with her yesterday, and she says she's doing well. A little bit of pain, yeah. But going to be okay.
Yes.
But knowing Lana, she's probably one of those, she's one of those people that would say, no, I don't need pain meds. I'm not taking the medication. I'm not doing that. She's kind of a tough one when it comes to that. So I have a feeling that she's probably toughened through a little bit of pain that she may not have to. But she is doing okay, and the surgery went well. So that's all that really matters. So I'm excited for her for that. And she'll be on the mend. She got some friends flying down to be with her as well.
Oh, good.
So that's a good thing. All right, we are going to do the QYK Buys Your Christmas. It starts Monday morning, 8 a.m. Make sure you're signed up on the QYK app or 995QYK.com. We'll be talking about it all weekend long. Takes like 10 minutes to do it, if not less. And you go on there, and at 8 a.m. Monday, we will announce a name. And if it's your name and you call us back within 9 minutes, we will buy your Christmas wish list that you give us up to $2,000. That's big.
Big. That is huge.
I'm excited to do that. So 8 a.m. Monday is when that starts, but you got a lot of time to sign up. So make sure you get on there, 995QYK.com or on the QYK app. Snowcat Ridge tickets coming up for you at 11:20 with Keith. Have a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. If you're driving today, if you're going to relatives' house this weekend, maybe it's up to Orlando or going down south, just be safe on the roads. Give yourself some extra time. You know how it is. It's going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to the airport, God bless you. I got no tips other than just to prepare yourself. Because it's wild.
I
think 70,000 people, they think it's going to go through there today.
Just today. That's a lot.
All righty.
Traffic around that airport, let me tell you.
Remember,
it's going to be busy.
It's a good day. They have a great day.
Yes.
That should be your mantra today. All right, we'll see you.
Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.